Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast today. Well, this is Coach Lilisa, and I am excited, excited to be here. I said that on today, Thursday, this being the last, or is it the next to the last? No, this is absolutely the last. Oh, no, we have one more Thursday. Okay. I was going to say we are about to slide into March. And you know March is significant. Yes, because I believe March is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but or one of those cancers, but it's also Women's History Month. That's right. So women all over the world, well, here in the United States, but I'm sure people in other states are going to somewhat join in with us as we roll out March as Women's History Month. There will be activities happening all over, but before we do that, we got to finish February, and we got to finish strong, because February in the United States is also celebrated as Black History Month. So yes, all month long I have been seeing and participating in some activities to celebrate Black history, because, you know, if you don't tell your own history, no one else will. So guess what? In case you didn't notice, yes, I'm a Black woman, and I am absolutely proud of it. And so I was born back in the days where James Brown made the song Say It Loud. I'm Black and I'm proud. And so this reminds me of that. But I want to welcome you, each and every one of you, to the broadcast on today. And I know I have put on Facebook, so for those of you who are following this show on Facebook, we thank you and we appreciate you for letting us know that you are following the show. Now, I know that there may be some little technical difficulties there with Blog Talk Radio. It looks like something's going on with their studio, and that happens from time to time. So we just want to make you aware of that. If you're trying to dial in and we can't see you, but you may try to dial in and we might try to get you, but I think I do have someone on the line. So we are excited. We don't typically get this particular phone number that I see showing up. We do get other numbers, and so thank you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome, welcome. But this is your day of independence. This is your day. Today, Thursday, is your day of release. And for those of you who have been tuning in, with us each and every, well, day, or if you've been tuning in every week, well, I have something exciting and special for you. And if you're one of those people who follow this show on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, because we do announce the show on all of those social mediums. So if you're one of those persons, congratulations. So I said for the first 5 people I post on yesterday on social media. Now, some of you are on social media. You know how to use social media. For those who don't know how to use social media, it's okay, because we're going to spend, during next month, we're going to do some special segments just on social media, and we're going to tell you some tips, some tools, and strategies that you can use so that you can be more up on social media. I mean, companies did not expect social media to take off the way it is. I know they didn't. And not only that, a lot of companies, when people first start getting onto the MySpace and the Facebook and what have you, companies shun social media, and they forbid their employees to use it at work. And now a lot of those companies are sorry that they didn't jump on early, because every company is using social media, and guess what? Almost every company, major and small, they have a Facebook page. Not just on Facebook as an individual, because I'm sure they are posting family pictures and personal pictures, but they have their company. As a matter of fact, there was a company when I saw they were on there, I said, okay, everybody's on there. It's a company, they've been around for about 100 years, they sell insurance, and it's a New Jersey manufacturing company. Only certain people can get into New Jersey manufacturing, because you have to get in through a company. An organization has to put you in there. It's so funny, but they may have changed now. Now they're on Facebook. I thought, wow, everybody wants to get on Facebook. Well, it makes sense. There's 1 billion people on Facebook. So if you have any kind of business and you don't see the connection between marketing, sales, and Facebook, then really you probably should not be in business. And so we were talking about this last night in business class. We're right there on, we're on chapter 6, which is the chapter on entrepreneurship. And okay, you can't get through the chapter without talking about marketing, and you can't talk about marketing today without talking about Facebook and social media and Twitter and LinkedIn. And while, yes, Twitter and that is great and that's wonderful and that's fine, but Twitter, you cannot set up a pages like you can on Facebook. Facebook has truly captured the market and have made themselves very attractive to businesses, and not just small businesses, any kind of business. And so that's pretty exciting. But today, if you're following, and if you're on the line, and I hope you are, and I will double check to see who's calling in. Okay, I see the phone lines are lit up, because I said today I want to give you some great information. I said that today I was going to share something with you that I can hardly wait to share. There are some things that has been going on that has made me say, baby doll, baby doll. So some of you don't know what that means, but it's pretty funny. There are some things that's been happening that I want to tell you about before the show is over today. You're going to be able to put cash in your pocket. And I'm not one of those get-rich-quick type of persons. I don't necessarily believe in that. I mean, put it like this. I've played the lottery, because that's about a kind of get-rich. The whole concept behind that is, let me spend $1 and let it make my dreams come true. I mean, they used to have a commercial that said, if you got $1 and a dream. Well, so, you know, I only play the lottery maybe once or twice in my entire life. And you know how long the lottery's been around, and some of you know how long I've been around. But, so I don't necessarily believe in that. you know, that you're going to put in a little bit of something and get this big, gigantic amount out of it. Well, even the Word of God says that faith without works is dead. So I absolutely believe in putting in a lot of work for something that you really want. Put in the work. Do what is necessary. Do what it takes. Do what's required. There is a requirement. So I don't believe in that. So I'm not telling you, I'm not going to tell you about anything like that. But I am going to tell you some, there's some exciting things that I've been working on. And I know some of you who follow me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn probably say, wow, she's so busy. And I know people say that because they say it to me. When people approach me, I guess my brand, I have the busy brand. You know, everybody has a brand. What's your brand? Before, people would walk up to you, where do you work? Now, it's what's your brand? What's your, especially for, you know, entrepreneurs, people don't say, what's your product? What's your service? They want to know, what's your brand? Well, I guess I have the busy brand because when people refer to me, even if they inbox me, people inbox me all the time and ask me questions. And the first thing they say is, I know you're busy. Or they'll say, I see you're busy. It pretty much means the same thing. So I know what my brand is now. So see, people can, believe it or not, there are people can help you determine what your brand is. If someone is always referring to you as smart, or someone is always referring to you as peaceful, or so if you are a person who's always encouraging someone or motivating people, now you can have several brands. I mean, Procter & Gamble has several brands, so don't get it twisted. Don't think that you only have that one brand. Procter & Gamble has a coffee brand. They have a diaper brand, and probably two or three of those. They have a few soap brands, so they may have bar soap, like Ivory or what have you. They may also have liquid soap, like your Dove, or different ones that come in liquid form, Dial. So you can have more than one brand. But all of their brands, one of their brands is that they have many brands. So there that is. Well, you could have the brand of many, there are many brands you could have, you know, taking action, not taking action, so there's all types. Well, I've been working on something, my busy brand has been at work, working on something that I tell you is so big and so huge that I said I could not wait to release it. It just hit me yesterday. And again, if you're on the line and you would like to jump in, because I know I'm really building you up here and you're like, what is she talking about? And so if you're on and you want to get in, you're like, you know, already tell us what's going on. But I had to tell you about all these other wonderful, wonderful things that's happening. For instance, for those of you who you've been wanting an upgrade in your resume, you've been wanting to know what companies are thinking when they're hiring, if you want to know how to get promoted on your job, if you're in the North New Jersey area, and or you just would like to come and meet Coach LaLisa, radio show host, come to Essex County College tonight. That's in Newark, New Jersey. Inbox me and I will give you the link, or I will give you the flyer. Inbox me on Facebook and at facebook.com/CoachLaLisa. Inbox me, that's LaLisa, coach as in basketball coach. So if you inbox me on Facebook, I will get you the flyer for the workshop tonight, the career wellness. How well is your career? And let's get it healthy. Let's get your career as healthy as all the other aspects of your life. So come down there tonight between 6 p.m. and actually between 6 and 9 p.m. You can come, and I'll share that information with you. If you have a family member who just can't seem to get a job, anyone you know who has been, I have one lady, she's sending her son who hasn't had a job. He hasn't been able to get a job in 2 years. I'm going to absolutely help this person tonight. He is going to walk away excited. He is going to walk. I have something that is so awesome that I'm going to be sharing in that session tonight at Essex. If you know anyone who doesn't have a job, who just can't seem to figure it out, make sure they are there. Send them down to that workshop. For those of you who are here on the line, we absolutely said that we would share something with you to absolutely help you, and you're going to get the help that you need. So definitely don't go away. So if you want to, now for those of you who may be listening in, you said that you've been wanting to write your book. You've been talking about it. You've held on to your manuscript. Maybe you've been through some challenges. Maybe you've had some changes. Maybe some things happened. Maybe you had planned to get it done last year, but you didn't get a chance to get it done yet. So now is the year. So for those of you who had those plans, for the rest of you, you also need to make those plans. You yourself need to decide that this is the year that you are going to write a book. And I'm telling you, you gotta get this done. You got to get this done, and you have to get it done this year. On Monday, I will be at Union County College, that's another community college here in New Jersey, speaking at the Black History Month celebration. All month long, they've had events. And they have on Monday also one of the persons who's done quite phenomenal things, Dr. Randall Pinkett. He will be speaking just before I come on. So I'm very, very excited to be following Mr. Randall Pinkett. I will be on at 2 o'clock p.m. on Monday at Union County College. Now, that's a big college. There are a lot of students, a lot of faculty, a lot of staff. So that is huge that I'm going to be there. I will be speaking. I will have my books there as well. But for those of you who have not yet written your book, I don't know what you're waiting for, but I'm here to help you today. I said today I wanted to share some awesome information with you, and I wanted to give something away to the first 5 people that dial in 347-945-7991. For those people, for the first 5 people who called in today, and I already know who those first 5 people are, those 5 people will absolutely get. And I'll tell you that they got to hang on to the end, because I got to get this built up, because I am so excited to be offering this to you. I said I wanted to do something today to those individuals. I wanted to do something special, and that's exactly what I am going to do. So for those of you who have tuned in, some of you, you've been tuning in for the past year, 2 years, 3 years. Well, we've had this radio show, not always called All About Entrepreneur, but we've had it for some years now. And I said, I want to do something for those individuals who are always calling in, so faithful, so dedicated. And I wanted to do something, and today is the day, because, like I said before, I have been working on some things that have just been utterly incredible. I've met some awesome people from around the country. Oh, yes, and don't forget, Monday, my very, very, very special, this guest is a gift. All my guests are absolutely special, absolutely. But this guest is not only special, but she is a gift. And she's going to be coming to the air on Monday. So make sure you tune in Monday. For those of you who have businesses, you have a nonprofit organization, you have some kind of events, make sure you tune in Monday because she's the person who's going to give you some fabulous insight and information to help you be successful in your fundraising. If you need to raise any funds to put on programs, like some of the programs that I've been putting on, I got tips from this woman about 3 years ago. And I'm still using them. I'm still using the tips from 3 years ago. And it has helped me put together very successful events where I didn't have to put out a whole lot of cash or I didn't have to, I could do events and not have to put out money from my own pocket. So that allows you to host events with no money. You don't have to have your own money. So these are the kind of tips that she's going to come and share, and I'm sure she can update us. I'm sure she has more ideas and more ways to do that. So on Monday. Also, I have another person that I'm in partnership with. She is going to be one of our workshops and be one of our main speakers at our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo this year. August the 16th, you want to clear your calendar. You want to get your ticket. Once I put her name on the flyer and once I get the press release out there, once I contact the local news and media, it is the seats are going to fill up. And the place we're having it, where we had it last year at the Marriott Hotel, the brand new Marriott, downtown Newark, cannot hold beyond a certain number, and so you're not going to want to be missing out on this, because right now in Congress there is talk of passing a bill that will help small businesses launch, and I'm telling you, we have never had that in this country. We've always had help from the federal government level, because the federal government knows that small businesses and entrepreneurs are the engine of the United States economy. The small businesses make up about a pretty high percentage, maybe somewhere around 70% or 80% of GDP, okay? That's gross domestic product. The small businesses make up, I believe it's about 80% of GDP. So they can't be looked over. They have to be built up and they have to be encouraged, and that's what's happening right now. So in other words, the economy got so bad. The government had put so much money into big businesses' hands. This is what happened. Get this. The government put so much money into big businesses' hands. Now, I told you that if you called in today, I had some great information, some powerful news to share with you, and so I'm sharing it right now. This is little known facts and little known information that most people do not know what I'm about to share right now, right? And the fact is that government had given this money to over the past 7 years or so, had given all of these billions of dollars to the big businesses, thinking that the big businesses would then turn around, employ that money, invest that money, and then hire the 2, 3, 4 million people that are unemployed in this country. It didn't happen. They didn't do it. They didn't make good on the investment that was invested in them. And so now, government has been forced to make another move. And now what they're going to do is they're going to take a considerable amount of funds and give it to the small business owner, the person who... Now, there are small businesses who are already established. Yes, they will get more. They will be able to go and hire people because that, at the end of the day, the goal is to get people off of unemployment. Remember, they're not so much worried about people that are on welfare because those people, in their minds, you know, you go sign up for that. You want to be there, so to speak. But they do and sometimes have to be there. But the unemployed people do not want to be there. The unemployment means, according to economic definitions, unemployed people are people who want to work, who are actively looking for a job over the past 4 weeks. If you're not working and you've looked for a job in the past 4 weeks, you're considered the unemployed. Not you're unemployed and you haven't looked for a job in 10 years. No, that's not the unemployed. So that's the unemployed is a problem. It's the number is growing, and now they have to move to do something to alleviate the burden that unemployment places on the overall economy and eventually impacts the global economy. So the only solution, it wasn't like there were three or four choices. There were two choices. Either give funding to the big businesses and let them hire people, which is the way we've sort of done things for the past 30 to 40 years, or do like we did 100 years ago and help the small business, help the person become an entrepreneur. And so that's what's I'm so excited about this. This, now, when I said I'm going to put money in your pocket, because that's going to put money in your pocket. Go out and start your, now here's the problem. Here's where you need to probably contact myself or some others. You need some help figuring out what business you can go into. You need help figuring out what business to go into. And that's where experts like myself and others who have been doing this for a long time will be able to help you, because you don't want to just pick anything, because you might end up investing a lot of money and nothing. You're about to get a flood of MLMs contacting you, network marketers. Okay? Some people have lost thousands of dollars. As a matter of fact, if you're on Facebook at all, in some of these places, you know there's a couple of big names. They've been going around telling people, oh, you can do this, you can do that, you can come to a free seminar, and it's free, but in order to get the stuff that they're telling you about, you need about $2,000 or $3,000. And most people don't have that. That's why they went to a free seminar. Because if you had $2,000 or $3,000, you would have went to one of those seminars that cost about $1,800. So most people go to the free seminar because they don't have the money. So I'm telling you that there is a way that you are going to be able. So I'm excited about it. And one of the ways is through writing a book. So here's what I want to do. I have a fee. I have a fee on my books, and I have a fee on some other services that I provide, the coaching, training people how to be a coach. If you want to be a coach, you can be a coach. But if you want clients, you may want to learn some tips, some tools, and some strategies on how to get clients and what does it take, because there's some things you have to do in order to get clients and actually make money. So what I'm going to do for those of you who you need to write a book, if you're trying to be a coach or anything, and I know some people, they don't have the funding. So what I'm going to do for the first five people who are on this broadcast today, what I'm going to do for you, but you're going to have to call me or inbox me. If you inbox me on Facebook, I will give you my number. What I'm going to do for those people, because you were diligent, you called in, I said the first five people, so I know who those five people are. I have your numbers. So you can't call and say, well, I was on the phone line, and no, because I get to see who was on the line. I am going to give you, I have a book program. I have a program where I teach people how to self-publish a book. And now I have a way for you to, I can tell you how to self-publish a book where you do not have to put out any money. You don't have to put out any money. Well, you have to put out a little bit of money because you got to pay to learn how to do it. So, but my program is somewhere, is less than $70. It's less than $70. But what I'm going to do for the first 5 people who sign up, I am going to allow you to take my program for just $9.99 to start. And by the time we're finished, and by the time you're finished with your book, and by the time you get your book, it's ready to be sold, and you sell, I'm not going to require you to pay the balance until you sold at least your first 5 copies. Now, you can't beat that anywhere. There is nobody doing that. I already know that. There are a ton of people on Facebook. There are a ton of people doing books and self-publishing, but nobody is offering you that. So that's my deal. $9.99 will get you started. I will put you through the training. I will train you. I will teach you how to do exactly what I've done for myself 8 times. 8 books that I've self-published. You already know that because you've seen them on Facebook and on my websites over the past 10 years. 2 of my books have been out 10 years already and still selling and still selling, still making money, still bringing in revenue, still bringing in income, not just from the book. So you know what I'm telling you. It's the absolute real deal. It's not a get quick rich. It's not a get rich quick anything. It's you put in the work, you have something to say, and here's what I'm going to throw in for you, because I really want you to get this done. I will even help you to develop what you need to be writing about. When they said everybody has a story, well, I don't know. Maybe everybody doesn't have a story, but everyone has a message. Everyone. You may not have a story, but you have a message. So contact me. No one is talking that. I'm talking it. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm the host of the All About Entrepreneurs show, because God downloads strategies to me as I do these broadcasts, as I did in my everyday life. God downloads to me all types of witty ideas and strategies, and he just allows me to release it to you. So I'm releasing my power every time I help someone release theirs. So that's your super deal that you got right here on the show today for just simply being a listening audience. You see, remember your parents told you that years ago, listening pays off, right? That you will absolutely receive a financial blessing. It will bless you financially in the short run and in the long run. And I'm so excited about it. I don't know what to do. I can hardly contain myself. And I know it's almost time for the show to be over, but I couldn't wait to get here and share that God has poured this out through me, and now it's on you. $9.99, you get started. You do not pay the balance, which is about $60, because the program is only $69.99, and you're welcome to pay for the whole thing if you want to, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get people started, and you can get started with that program for $9.99, and most people know that that program is worth about $800 for somebody to show you what I'm going to show you. So you can get started for $9.99, pay the balance when you sell your first 5 books, and then for those of you who want my training program, you want to train with Coach Louisa, you want to go through my Train the Trainer program, that program is only $49.97. That program, that's my special price just for you all who were tuned in. Over that price will only stay at that until the end of this month. That's my Black History Month special, $49.97, you must pay and register in February to get that price. The flyer that you see going around Facebook, that is coming down if people do not pay before February the 28th. They have till midnight, February 28th, to get that. And if you've listened to President Obama talking, and you've been watching the news, you've been watching the media, you've been watching what's happening, training is one of the hottest new jobs that will be available. If you are a trainer, if you are a trainer, you can go and start, and you can go and make any kind of money you want. You can make all the money you want. So anyway, I'll share more about that. This has been Coach Lisa. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's all we have time for today. I absolutely appreciate you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great, if you have any questions, I'll take your questions if you have any. But other than that, that's it. That's all we have time for. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. This has been Coach Lisa J. Williams.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.